I first off want to say thank you to everyone who has followed me. This is a little overdue by 50 plus people actually. But thank you for getting us to another landmark. That was 200. So I'm gonna do this and another surprise. I hope you enjoy this gift from me to you. Much appreciated. Thank you for encouraging me, being there for me, enjoying the content. Also, just send me things that you want to hear from me, because, you know, it's more for you than it is for me. I enjoy it, but I give it to you. So, we are going to do a squirting questionnaire to whale by user ScienceAF. I guess this was posted like a year ago, but let's get into it. So the first question is, when was the first time it happened? So I started masturbating when I was 12, but I didn't come until I was 16. So I think like that was the official like time I first like squirted. Cause I squirt always, like it's never, there's never a lapse of time where I don't squirt. It's like, if I don't squirt, I don't come. Until recently with what I explained in my Hitachi, audio, cause that was the first time I've ever had a clitoral orgasm. And with those, I don't squirt. But yeah, 16 was when I first squirted. So number two is, describe the first time you ever squirted. So this is like years ago, so it's kind of hard to remember, but I guess it was kind of terrifying. Like it's like that first initial, like, did I just like pee myself? Or like, what happened? Like, I don't understand this. I never want to do this again. But it felt good. So you're like, I'm confusion. And at that time, you know, being a 16-year-old, I'm not gonna Google these things. And I was kind of like super self-conscious about it. Still kind of am. So yeah, that was the first time. Scary, terrifying time, but felt good. Number three, are you a gusher, sprayer, or dribbler? I think I'm kind of a mixture of the three. I'm not like, you know, like, I'm not like a geyser. Like, I'm not out here, you know, just, I get my, not, not out here, like, I could just, like, water a plant real quick or something. But, like, I guess it also just depends on, like, if I've been, like, edging. Like, if I'm edging, then it's, like, more on the gusher sort of side. Gusher sprayer combo sort of situation. More so leaning towards sprayer. But, you know, like if I've been like making audios for you lovely people so much, or, you know, just playing with myself and, you know, I've been coming like all day, then it's like, you know, little bit here, a little bit there. So it's a mixture of all three. Number four, what triggers it? And how do we make it happen? Like I said, it just happens, like, when I come. For me, the anatomy of my vagina, I believe, is a little different, but I'm not entirely sure, because I've never experienced every other person's vagina. But my G-spot is very much, like, prominent. It's, like, very much up the front of my vagina, and it is, like, I could legit, like, don't even have to, like, put my finger in. It's, like, just, like probably my first knuckle, and it's right there, and I could come, like, just with, like, you know, moving the first bit of my finger around just, like, to the first knuckle, and I could probably come. But also, simulating my urethra, like, just, like, rubbing around, or just, like, rubbing around the whole of my vaginal opening can make that happen. And also, like being hands-free as well. Like if I just like back my hips, it's just like the pressure from that, or like running against things. that can make it happen. Number five, are there situations where you can't prevent it? Like if I'm playing with myself and I get too close to the edge, I can't stop. Or like I said, like hands-free, I definitely cannot stop that. Number six, can you do it with the object still inside of you, or do you have to pull it out? Yes, I can do it with a object still inside. Number seven, do you do it during sex? If so, what is your partner's reaction? I've only ever come three times in my whole entire sexual career, and I started having sex when I was 19. I'm 23. There's your math. So it's only ever happened for me three times, and I guess he liked it. He didn't say anything bad about it, so yeah. Number eight, any noteworthy stories of incidents concerning it? Yeah, I don't really have any. And number nine, final question. How do you deal with the mess? Good, fun, or annoying? For me, if I intend to come, and then that's how I'm going to come, from penetrative matters, as in my fingers or a dildo or something, then I put down towels, because I know how much I come usually, and it usually helps. And it's fun, but it is also very annoying, the mess. So yeah, there's the squirting questionnaire 2.0 by user ScienceAF. I hope you enjoy that and stick around for our next bit. And thank you again so much for 200 plus at this point. Family babes. I adore all of you, and I'm always open to suggestions and feedback and scripts. It's like, I won't necessarily do all the scripts in the world, but I will read them. I will read them. Or at least, glimpse at them, especially if they're 50 billion pages long. I will skim. But yeah, thank you so much. See you, babe, later. Bye.